Yes, I used to go to dances in the Dorothy. It was a lovely ballroom in the centre of Cambridge, on the corner of Sussex Street. And it was a really lovely, beautiful ballroom. And we used to go there every Saturday, with my sisters and my friends. And it was a huge ballroom. And so I normally didn't used to go in the middle of the week. But anyway, this friend said to me, "Oh, Millie, there's a dance at the Dorothy tonight. Shall we go?" So I said, "Yes, all right." It used to cost sixpence. And I said, "Yes, okay, that's fine. Yeah, all right, I'll come." And I remember going at the bottom, and there was a dance at the bottom, and it wasn't very interesting, and there weren't many people there. So I said, "Oh, there's an RAF dance upstairs. Let's go up there." And I walked in there. God, did I do the right thing? And there was this airman sitting on his own on one side of the ballroom, and I walked in. It was a beautiful place, and he was sitting there, and I just walked in and looked around like that. And then I noticed this airman get up and walk towards us, and I thought, "Oh, he's going to ask one of us to dance. I wonder if it would be her." Anyway, it wasn't her, it was me. "Would you like to dance?" And I said, "Yes, thank you." So I went off, and I even know the tune that was playing when it was called Who. Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? You don't know that, do you?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely old song. And I danced to him, and that was it. And he asked to see me again, and that was it. And then, of course, you know what happened after. Oh, and then I went out with him for quite a while. And he was a wireless operator, air gunner, in a bombers, in the Wellington bombers. And one day his mother telephoned to tell me that he was missing. And I'd been going with him on and off for 4 months, but only very rarely because he was flying most of the time. And then he had told his mother that if he was ever unable, you know, he got back one day from the bombing raids, would she let me know? And she did, and I shall always be thankful that she did that. She did. But anyway, he was a prisoner of war for nearly 4 years. And when the war ended, I thought, because I'd been having letters from him now and then. And then one day I thought, "Is he alive? Will he come home? Will I ever see him again? Who will let me know?" Anyway, she telephoned to say that he was home, and would I like to go and to see him, because he'd like to see me. And I thought, "Well, all right. I wonder what he looks like now," because it was nearly 4 years. And so I went to Doncaster, there is where he used to live, and I went on the train. I was really excited about it. And there was his mother standing with his brother, who is now 81, and he was a little thing like this. So, can you believe it, Uncle Hugh's that? And he wasn't there. And I thought, crikey, he hasn't come after all that. So when I went up to his mother, she said, "He's outside." Outside. So I went out of the station and I looked across the road, and he was standing in a doorway. I just looked at him. God, yes, that's him. Oh my God. And I walked across the road, and he walked. So that was really marvellous. As clear as anything, as if it was yesterday. Yeah, it was wonderful. And that ride home to his house on the bus was rather marvellous, really. I couldn't believe it. But I always knew I did the right thing waiting for him, because I thought he was absolutely wonderful. I still do.